Good morning, everyone. I bring you greetings from Lake Yale.
我为大家带回了从 Lake Yale 来的问候。
So when our brothers and sisters come back from there, you have to ask them, what did you learn? You have to bring back something to share with us.
当我们的弟兄姐妹从 Lake Yale 回来的时候，我们得问他们，你们从那边学到了些什么？
I believe they have a lot to share with you, to be honest.
我相信他们一定会有很多的和大家分享。
So please pray for them for a successful conclusion to the conference and also for safe travel as they go back home.
我们要为他们祷告，为了这个退休会的完美的结束和他们归途的旅途的安全。
Our sermon today is about the Holy Spirit.
我们今天的讲道是关于圣灵。
And we're going to begin...by telling a story about my parents' car.
我们首先是以我们我父母的车子开始。
Now it has an interesting feature.
在这个我父母的车子上面有一个很有趣的一个功能。
It has the OnStar button.
它有一个按钮，他们叫做 OnStar 按钮。
How many of you have a car vehicle with the OnStar button?
我们中间有哪些车子有 OnStar button? 大概只有小到一个。
None, you're right, Thomas. I don't even have one myself.
我们也没有OnStar button.
But it's very interesting, if you need help, if you're out of gas, if you're lost, if you just get a flat tire, you just touch the blue button and help is on the way.
如果我们在开车的时候有需要帮助的时候，比如说我们没有汽油了，或者是我们那个迷路了，或者是我们的车胎爆了，我们只要按一下那个蓝色的按钮。帮助就会到我们中间。
When you touch that blue button, there's actually a live person who talks to you.
当我们按那个蓝色的按钮的时候，有一个人会跟我们说话。
And as a matter of fact, if you get in an accident, and then the airbags go off in your car, they automatically will call you and send you help.
当我们如果有一个汽车事故的时候呢，那个气囊就会爆开来，但是我们没有办法打这个电话，但是确实有这个 OnStar button 以后呢，那个会有人直接打电话归我们。
Don't ask me how much it costs.
不要问要花多少钱。
But I can see how it could be very helpful.
但是我们可以看到它是非常有帮助的。
In the commercials that they have about it, they have something that goes like this.
如果我们看这些广告的时候，它就有时候广告就会像这样。
Hello!I've just been in an accident and I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Hey, 我现在有了一个事故，我也不知道我现在在什么地方。
It's dark out there and I can't see anything, but I think there's a guy with an axe coming towards my car.
外面很黑，我什么都看不见，但是我看见好像一个人拿着斧头到我这边来了。
Okay, I made up the part about the axe.
后面拿斧的那一段是牧师编的。
But,The OnStar operator always says, don't worry. We have your location and help is on the way.
那个 OnStar, 这个公司的这个接线员总会用平静的声音说不要害怕，我们知道你在什么地方，而且帮助马上就会到。
And, you know, the point is this, as we experience tough times in our own lives, there's something very comforting about the words, don't worry, help is on the way.
当我们在生活中间有这些困难，面临困难的时候，我们如果能够听见有一个声音告诉我们，帮助马上就会到，会使我们非常的有安全感。
And in our Bible passage we'll read today, that's exactly what Jesus is saying to the disciples. Don't worry, help is on the way.
我们今天的信息就是在圣经中间，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，不要害怕，帮助马上就会到。
It gives us hope and reassurance.
它给我们希望，也给我们有安全感。
And as Jesus is saying goodbye to his disciples, he's letting them know he's going to come back, but he's not going to leave them alone.
当耶稣基督向那门徒告别的时候，他告诉门徒他会回来，但是他在他没有回来的时候，他不会让门徒们孤独的在这个世上。
Of course, Jesus was talking about his Holy Spirit.
当然，耶稣基督是告诉门徒关于圣灵的事。
And that's the point.
这就是我们今天想讨论的这一点。
And from the slide up there today, I hope you'll see that the Holy Spirit, first of all, I want you to remember, is a person.
从今天的这个讲道中间，我希望大家能够明白第一点，就是这个圣灵其实是一个人。
That is so important to remember.
这是非常重要。
Because it makes Jesus real to us.
圣灵使耶稣基督变得非常的真实。
And then finally, the Holy Spirit is not only a person who makes Jesus real to us, but he enables us to live obediently and peacefully.
最后一点就是圣灵不仅让耶稣基督变得真实，而且他能够让我们能够活着能够顺从耶稣基督，而且有平安和喜乐。
This is the help that Jesus promised would be here and on the way when we have troubles.
这是耶稣基督所给我们应许的，当我们有困难的时候。
And all of this is important because none of us wants to feel like because we can't see Jesus physically that he has deserted us.
这是非常重要的，这是告诉我们不要因为我们看不见耶稣基督，耶稣基督就会放弃我们。
He wants us to feel his real presence.
耶稣基督想我们知道他真正的与我们同在。
And so we're going to read our text and discuss this further, but first of all, let's pray.
我们先一起来念我们的圣经，然后我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful we have this opportunity to meet together and to worship you and to read your word.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你给我们这么一个机会，能够一道聚集来学习你的话语。
And though we are few, we are united in prayer and in our eagerness to hear from you.
虽然我们人数不多，但是我们联合起来，我们有一颗渴慕真理的心。
We pray you forgive the one who teaches his sins.
我求你能够赦免我们的罪。
We would only see Jesus this morning.
我们今天只看见耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.All right, why don't you open your Bibles if you have them.
我们一起翻开圣经。
We're going to be looking at John chapter 14, verse 22. You can go to the next slide.
我们一道来看约翰福音14章22节。
Why don't we all stand up as we read?
我们一起起来，我们一道要来念神的话语。
We will read the text together in both English and Chinese.
我们一起来念从14章22节到27节。
Whatever is comfortable for you.
开始，犹大问耶稣说：“主啊，为什么要向我显现，不向世人显现呢？”耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去。
My father will love him and will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own; they belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you.”But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I live with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
谢
谢你，请坐。
大家请坐。
All right.Help is on the way.
帮助马上就到。
Chapter 14 takes place either during the Last Supper or just shortly after it.
我们前面说到这14章发生在晚餐最后晚餐之中或者是之后。
And in this last discussion that Jesus has with his disciples, he is giving them instructions just prior to his arrest.
在这最后与他门徒讨论的时候耶稣基督就给他们最后的当他被捕之前最后的一个教导。
He is reminding them that they should remember to love him and obey all that he has commanded.
他提醒他们，他们应该去记着去爱他，而且是遵守他所有的命令。
He is also letting them know, I will not leave you without the help you need before I return.
他们也耶稣基督也让他的门徒知道，当他离去再回来的时候，不会让他们孤单独自在这个世上。
You see, the disciples learned what God the Father was like from Jesus.
耶稣基督的门徒通过耶稣基督来认识上帝。
And now they will learn what Jesus is really like from the Holy Spirit.
现在他们要通过圣灵来认识真正的耶稣基督。
This is how we learn what Jesus is like today as well.
这也是我们今天如何去认识耶稣基督。
And this will give them, they don't realize it then, but this will give them the hope they need and the strength they need to face the same types of trials that Jesus is about to go through until he returns.
这个圣灵呢，就给了他们希望和力量去面对耶稣基督所经历的所有的试炼。
You know, it makes a very big difference that it's a person that is giving you hope instead of the force.
很重要的一件事情就是一个人 给我们希望，或者是一个所谓的力量给我们的希望，这中间的区别。
Now the force is from Star Wars, I'm sorry.
这个力就是从那个星球大战这部电影来。
They're always saying in this movie picture, the force be with you.
在这个电影里面大家那个那些Jedi经常说force be with you, 愿力与你同在。
And you know, everybody mistakenly says, oh yeah, well that's like the Holy Spirit.
他们有些人就说这个 force 就像是圣灵一样。
No, the Holy Spirit is not mysterious like that. The Holy Spirit is an actual person.
其实圣灵不像那么神秘，其实圣灵是一个像一个真正的人。
Now, at the very beginning of this passage,
在这个信息最开始的时候，
the very beginning of this passage here, we see that the disciples still don't understand yet.
当我们在这个信息刚开始的时候，就是这个我们发现这个门徒其实他们还是不懂。
They're still focused on their own agenda and what they want Jesus to do for them.
他们还是注重在自己的一切上面，而且就想耶稣基督为他们做些什么。
And many times that's the same way with us. You know, we become Christians and then we say to ourselves, now we have God's help.He can do something for me.
我们这也是一样，当我们成为基督徒以后，我们经常会说，嘿，我们现在已经是基督徒了，现在神可以为我们做一些事情。
But God did not save you in order to do something for you.
但是神救我们并不是为我们做某些事情。
God saved you so that you could do something for him, and he will help you as long as you're interested in doing something for him.
他救我们是为了让我们能够为他做一些事情。
You see, the disciples, they want Jesus to reveal his kingdom to the world and to defeat the Romans.
那些门徒们就想耶稣基督把他的国度展现给世界看，而且打败罗马人。
Look what Judas says in verse 22.
让我们一起看一下这个犹大说的。
He says, Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?
他说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
He was really saying,God, we read the prophecies. When are you going to do when they said what they said you were going to do and defeat the Romans?
当他们就是说，当我们读圣经的时候，就是说你如何的去做，无论你做什么，你最终是要打败罗马人。
Jesus does not answer him.
耶稣基督并没有回答他。
And many times we feel the same way. You know, we say to ourselves, God, I know you love me. Why don't you fix this problem I have?
我们经常也有同样的经历，我们经常问神说，神啊，我们知道你爱我们，但是为什么你不帮我做这件事呢？
But instead, what God does is he explains to us what this is all about and what the real agenda is, so that when we fit into it, then our problems, when they should be solved, can be solved.
但是神所要告诉我们的是，让我们去关注在他的身上，他的一切他的计划，当我们把自己放在他的计划中间的时候，我们的问题会自然而然的解决。
That's why verses 23 through 25 are focused on the disciples listening to Jesus instead.
所以当在这个23节到25节的时候，主要是集中在门徒们如何的听耶稣基督来解释。
Because this is how they will accomplish the will of God instead of their own goals.
这就是他们要通过神来完成的事情，而不是他们自己的目标。
So in verse 23, it's referring to the Holy Spirit.
所以23节就谈到这个圣灵。
Jesus replies, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Jesus makes his home with us through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督通过圣灵使我们与他同住。
And this makes a very big difference because it's not just the force or some mysterious spirit making their home with us, it's a person that's making their home with us.
这是非常重要的，因为这个圣灵不是那些神秘的力量或者是神秘的灵，它是一个像人一样能够与我们同住。
So for instance, none of you can see God the Father, right? Who has ever seen the God the Father? Raise your hand.
举个例子，我们大家谁也没见过神，有谁见过神，请举手。
I'm glad everybody kept their hands down.
所以没有人见过神。
And how do we understand that? We understand that there's a God the Father and that he's a person because we have earthly fathers. We can see them.
所以我们如何去理解这个神呢？我们知道这个神是有人性的，因为我们在世上有一个父亲。
And we understand that God created things, and so that must mean He has imagination.
因为神创造了一切，所以他一定有想象力。
And we have imagination.
我们也有想象力。
And so we figure, okay, now we understand that God must be a person.
所以我们懂得哦，神一定会是有人性。
The Bible also tells us of His mighty acts in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约里面也谈到了所有神的能力大能。
And so God does things.
所以神做了各种各样的神迹。
And we do things.
我们也做各种各样的事情。
Now it's also easy to conceive of Jesus as a person, right?
我们也同样容易理解耶稣是一个人。
Because we have the record in history and we also have the Bible and we know that Jesus was born as a baby.
所以我们在圣经里面都看到历史上有耶稣基督这个人，所以我们也知道耶稣基督是因一个小孩生下来的。
The Bible tells us that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
圣经也告诉我们耶稣基督有他的痛苦，有他的苦难。
And it's the same thing with us.
我们也同样有这些。
He cried just like we cry.
他也会哭，就像我们会哭一样。
And he also had compassion on people.
他也会对人有非常的爱。
But when we think of the Holy Spirit and think of spiritual things, we say to ourselves, what is that really like? Does that mean he's a ghost?
当我们讲到圣灵的时候，这些属灵的这种事情的时候，我们就有点怀疑说，这是不是像一个鬼一样？
So it's not quite easy for us to have the same understanding.
所以对于我们来说，来了解这个圣灵就比较困难。
But if you open up your Bibles and look at Acts chapter 13, verse 2.
但是当我们打开圣经，读到《使徒行传》第十三章第二节的时候，
You can also go to the next slide.
下一章。
Yeah, you can leave it there. That's fine. Okay, in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, he says, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work.
使徒行传十三章第二节他说，要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去招我招他们去做我招他们所做的工。
The Holy Spirit is actually speaking to the disciples in the early church.
事实上这个圣灵在那个时候会向使徒和早期的教会说话。
And then the Holy Spirit says to Peter, look at Acts chapter 10, verse 15.
然后圣灵也会向彼得说话，就这样在使徒行传第十章第十五节时候所说的。
This is the story of the centurion.
这是一个关于百夫长的事情。
And he has been told that someone's going to come and speak to him.
百夫长哥尼流被圣灵告诉他，有一个人会来告诉他。
And then Peter has this vision from God.
彼得也有这个从神而来的意象。
And he says to the Holy, says, the Holy Spirit said to Peter, Go to the centurion. This is Acts chapter 10, 15. And what I have cleansed, do not call unclean.
在使徒行传第十章第十五节的时候，圣灵对彼得说，去到那个百夫长那里，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
And then in Acts chapter 18, turn over to Acts chapter 18, verse 9.
在十八章第九节的时候，也同样谈到。
The Holy Spirit says to Paul the apostle, "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking and do not be silent."
圣灵也对使徒保罗说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。”
And so we see that the Holy Spirit is speaking, and only a person speaks.
我们可以看到圣灵确实说话，但是我们知道只有人才能说话。
Only a person can guide you.
只有一个人才能够帮助你，能够引导你。
And today he guides us the same way and gives us the same hope and makes Jesus real to us.
今天同样圣灵也是给我们帮助，让我们让耶稣基督能够像真实的在我们面前。
Jesus even calls him a counselor.
耶稣基督就叫圣灵是保惠师。
When was the last time you ever knew a counselor who wasn't a person?
上一次你们有谁说到保惠师不是人呢？保惠师就是一个人。
And the reason this is important, because you see, if the Holy Spirit is a person, that means that he can care. We have God living inside of us. And it's not like some mysterious force. We have someone who is a person living inside of us who can care and show us how Jesus cares.
这个非常的重要，因为我们就可以理解到圣灵并不是那个神秘的力量。他完完全全像一个人住在我们心中，来帮助我们，来爱护我们，就像神帮助我们爱护我们一样。
It's one thing for you to read in the Bible or in some book that help is on the way.
这圣灵就是像我们在圣经中读到的，帮助就会来。
It's another thing if you feel that God has sent a person to you to whisper into your ear, like a friend, help is on the way, and don't worry, because I am that help and I am here.
圣灵就像是神赐下的一个朋友，在我们耳边轻轻地对我们说，不要害怕，帮助就会来，我就是那个帮助。
So that brings us to our second point.
所以这我们一起来看第二点。
The Holy Spirit makes Jesus real to us so that we can understand, learn, and serve God.
圣灵使耶稣基督在我们面前变得真实，所以我们能够理解，学习，并且能够侍奉神。
Let's go to the slide of the with the verses on it. It's the second slide.
我们一起看第二个。
Yes, and look at verse 26.
我们看第二十六节。
It says, The Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and will remind you of everything.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Now the disciples already had a relationship with Jesus as a physical person.
那些门徒已经与基督作为一个人已经有一个亲密的关系。
But we have a relationship with Jesus as a spiritual person.
但是呢，我们和耶稣的基督的关系完全是建立在灵里面的。
He not only helps us to understand that Jesus was actually a physical person, but he helps us to understand what we should do until Jesus returns.
圣灵不但是帮助我们了解耶稣基督作为一个真正的人，而且让我们知道当耶稣基督再来之前，我们该如何的去行。
So the Holy Spirit guided the writers of the New Testament.
所以这个圣灵就带领。新约的作者们
He guided the apostles and their surrogates.
他带领使徒和他的门徒们
and they wrote these things down so we would have the Bible.
他们就把这些事情写下来，所以我们就有了这本圣经。
Then the Holy Spirit guided the disciples.
圣灵也带领那些带领使徒们
and he guided Christians like us.
他也带领像基督徒就像我们
to establish churches
来建立教会
that reminds us of how to live
这个教会就是我们如何提醒我们如何的去行
because you see in order to have a church the Holy Spirit has to give us gifts of people
因为当我们要建立教会的时候圣灵就把各样的恩赐赐给我们
and that's how we have discipleship
这就是我们 为什么会有门徒训练和门徒之间的交通
and that's why you have OCECC
这就是为什么我们有这个 OCECC 这个教会
and I like the way a pastor named J.I. Packer he's a theologian as well, he explains it
有一个牧师也是个神学家 J.I. Packer 他是这样的解释
He says, it says if the Spirit stands behind us throwing a floodlight over our shoulder onto Jesus who stands facing us
圣灵就像是站在我们身后的一个探照灯他把光照在站在我们面前的耶稣基督身上
And he says the Spirit's message to us is never look at me, listen to me, come to me, get to know me
圣灵的信息对于我们来说从来不是说看着我们听我们到我这里来或者是了解我
But the Spirit's message is always look at him and see his glory listen to him and hear his word go to him and have life get to know him, Jesus and taste his gift of joy and peace
他给我们的信息总是去看关注在耶稣基督身上看着他看他的荣耀听他的话语去与他交通去了解他并且得到他所赐的平安和喜乐
So he says the spirit is like a matchmaker
这个圣灵就像是一个红娘一样
The heavenly marriage broker
他就像天堂里面的红娘一样
And his role is to bring us and Christ together to ensure we stay together
他就是要把我们和耶稣基督放在一起而且让我们永远在一起
I know in Chinese there's a word for marriage makers, matchmakers, right?
Yeah, 我们知道中国的中文 matchmaker 就是红娘
So the person who arranges a marriage for Chinese people, what are they called?
媒婆红娘好听一点哈。
If they're a good matchmaker, what are they called? If they're a good marriage broker, what are they called? 很好的媒婆。I don't know, but listen, the point is, No one's going to listen to a bad marriage maker, right? Matchmaker. A bad maypo, nobody wants to listen to that.
每一个人都不愿意听那些差的媒婆的那些胡言乱语。
You want somebody who's going to be able to ensure that your son or daughter stays together with the other son or daughter.
对，我们作为父母就希望能有一个我们的儿女跟另外的儿女，如果结婚的话，能够永远的在一起。
And so that's what I want to introduce. That's new for you this morning. And that's that. Not only do you have a person that's living with you, the person who's living with you is a matchmaker.
今天我所想告诉大家的一个信息就是我们基督徒都有一个人与我们同在，而这个人是个很好的红娘，把我们与神在牵在一起。
And I can't see it properly, I know that, but what do you say, maypo?
Yeah, it's not bad, maypo.
The point is this, not only do they arrange how you should live with Jesus, but the Holy Spirit arranges how you should live with other people.
这个圣灵就让我们安排我们与耶稣基督同在。
So this is how the Holy Spirit makes Jesus real to us so we can understand how to live, learn, and serve God.
这就是圣灵怎样使耶稣基督变得真实，让我们如何的去了解耶稣基督，去侍奉他。
Now this brings us to our final point.
这我们一起来谈最后一点。
The Holy Spirit enables us to live obediently and peacefully as we live by faith and love.
圣灵就使我们能够顺从的，而且是平安的活在耶稣基督里面，因着我们的信心和爱。
And in explaining this to people, I'm going to use the example that D.L. Moody used.
为了解释这一点呢，我要举D.L. Moody 这个例子。
He used this illustration holding up a glass.
他用一个玻璃杯来解释这件事情。
Right. Okay, glass.Okay, everybody knows what a glass is. All right. Now, he asked a question, and I know a lot of you already know this answer.
他问了一个问题，我知道你们中间有很多人都可能会知道答案。
He holds up an empty glass, and he says, how do you get the air out of the glass?
他就拿了一个空的玻璃杯，就问大家，如何把空气里面的空气赶出来。
Okay, do you use a vacuum to get the air out of the glass?
你们已经用过真空棒把里面的空气赶出来吗？
What do you think? Kids?Adults? No? Why? You're right. You don't use a vacuum. Why don't you use a vacuum?
我们也不能用真空棒或者吸尘器。
Is air everywhere? Yes. Also, if you vacuum all the air out of the glass will break. It's going to break.
我们把玻璃杯的空气取出来的话，因为气压，那个玻璃杯会碎。
And so, D.L. Moody had a lot of answers from the audience on how to get the air out of the glass.
所以穆迪在听众中间就有很多很多的答案。方法来把这个空气从玻璃杯里面赶出来。
And finally, he just reaches down, he picks up a pitcher of water, and he just pours the water into the glass.
最后他就从地下取出来一桶水，然后把水灌到玻璃杯里。
And what happens when he pours the water into the glass?
当水把水灌到玻璃杯里面，会发生什么事情呢？
All the air is removed.
所以所有的空气都被赶了出来。
So, easy answer, right?
非常简单的方法。
And so this is what he went on to explain. He said, victory in your Christian life is not accomplished by sucking the sins out of your life.
这就是他如何的解释。一个得胜的基督徒的生命并不是把我们的罪从我们生命里面抽出来。
If your objective is just to get sin out of your life, you're going to fail.
如果我们的目标只不过是把我们里面的罪从我们生命里面抽出来的话，我们这个目的一定会失败。
The only way you'll be a new person in Christ is if you're completely filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以唯一的方法，如果让我们在基督里成为一个新造的人，就是把圣灵完全的灌注在我们心中。
And so that's the point that Jesus is trying to make. Let's go to the next slide with the verses. Maybe it's the second slide again.
这就是耶稣基督所要想说的。
Yeah, if we go back to the second slide from the beginning.
我们一起看第二节有经文的那一章。
Okay, look at verse 23. It says here, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching.
在12:23说到，如果人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
But he knows that you can't do this on your own.
但是他知道我们光靠自己是做不到。
And that's why he says in verse 24, these words you hear are not my own, they belong to the Father who sent me.
所以在二十四节他说到，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我父、差我来之父的道。
And then he says, the Father will send in my name, the Holy Spirit, verse 26, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
所以在二十六节他就说到，所以父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives.
他说我要留下平安给你们，但是我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐。
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
You see, all of us are afraid of something.
我们每一个人都会害怕一些事情。
The only way we cannot be afraid when trouble comes is if we are willing to step out on faith.
只有一种方法，当困难来到我们面前，我们才不会害怕，我们就是要因着我们的信。
We have to really believe that during those times, that's when the Holy Spirit has arranged for people to come into our lives and for circumstances to be different so that during that time, God's strength will be with us and we don't have to be afraid.
这就是神，这就是圣灵想要告诉我们的。其实这也是圣灵所安排的，当我们在困难的时候，有一些圣灵会帮助我们，我们周围的弟兄姐妹也会来帮助我们。
That's why Jesus says, I do not give to you as the world gives.
这就是耶稣基督说，我给你们的平安，不是世界所给你们的平安。
You see, Jesus was about to face the cross.
我们知道耶稣基督就会到十字架上去。
And he was about to go to Gethsemane.
他就会到他的坟墓里面去。
And do you think that he was troubled at that particular time? He's telling the disciples not to be troubled. But when he gets to the Garden of Gethsemane,He falls down on his knees, and it says that the sweat is falling from his head like drops of blood.
我们想这时候耶稣基督会有思念，会担心，会有，因为在那个时候他虽然对门徒说不要害怕，其实在耶稣基督在克西马尼园祷告的时候，我们看见他的心里非常的忧愁。我们圣经上说，泪珠像血点一样从他脸上滴下来。
He was wrestling with God.
他对神的安排那时候是非常的恼怒。
And I'm going to give you a very specific example of how to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我给大家举一个例子。
Not too long ago, I talked about a very famous sermon. It was called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
这个我之前 Craig 在以前听过一个非常有名的这个传道，就是说愤怒神手中的罪人。
It kicked off a period in church history called the Great Awakening.
他这么一个信息就起始了，就是开始了一个非常广泛的一个教会中间的一个复兴。
A man named Jonathan Edwards preached this sermon.
这个牧师就叫 Jonathan Edwards.
And when he did, people started weeping openly.
当他在讲道的时候，我们人们就在会场上流泪痛哭。
It was almost just like the early church. All kinds of things started happening in the church and in the community after that sermon.
就像是以前的初始的教会一样，各种各样的神迹，各种各样的事情就在他这个讲道的过程中间发生了。
It's one of the most famous sermons of all time, and you can still read it online.
对，我们在网上也同样可以看到这个信息的翻译本或者是英文本。
Now, many of you, when you read that sermon online, you're going to say, what's the big deal?
当我们看到，当我们有很多人在网上看见这个讲道的时候说没有什么了不起。
But here's what you don't know.
但是有一件事情我们并不知道。
3 days before preaching that sermon, Jonathan Edwards got on his knees.
在三天前准备这个讲道的时候， Jonathan Edwards 就跪在地上。
He got on his knees and he started praying and wrestling with God.
他祷告，而且与神在那儿角力。
He did not eat or sleep for 3 days.
他在这三天既不吃也不睡觉。
Now, I know there's some students in here, right? Or former students in here?
我们中间有以前有过学生。
What's the most number of nights that you have gone without sleep?
我们不睡觉最长的时间有多少？
One night? Two nights?
一晚上或者是两晚上。远远大概知道一点。
Who's gone out with sleep one night? Two nights. I got two nights over here. How about three nights?
两晚上不睡觉，有没有三晚上没睡觉的？
Oh, three nights, a little girl? Oh my gosh! What has she been learning? Alright, I'm pretty sure no one has gone without three nights of sleep.
我讲大家不会因为三晚上连续不睡觉。
But he wrestled with God and he said, God, something has to change, something has to happen. He did that for 3 days and three nights. He did not sleep, he did not eat anything.
他就在那个时候向神祷告，恳求说，好，事情就应该会被改变，所以他在那个三天的时候，既不睡觉也不吃。
This is why he was able to preach the sermon.
这就是为什么他可以讲出那么有力的信息。
And not even have to say anything.
他也不需要说任何的事情。
He actually read the sermon word for word from his manuscript.
所以他就照着这个照本宣科，一个字的把那个讲道读出来。
And you see, what happened is that Jonathan Edwards had let the Holy Spirit completely fill him so that people would not hear from him. The voice would be his, but the words would be God's. The message and the words would be God's.
这个最关键的时候就是Jonathan Edwards他让圣灵完完全全充满了他，但人们听见 这个讲道的时候，可能是听见是他的声音，但是确确实实是圣灵和神在向听众说话。
And that those 3 days of fasting and prayer was so powerful because it wasn't focused on him, wasn't focused on his family, he was focused on the plan of God. God, something has to change. And that's why church history changed because of that.
那三天的禁食祷告是非常的有力，那个禁食祷告并不是关注在他本人，也不是关注在他的家庭，而是关注在这个神的国度上。 这就是为什么那个讲道是如何的有力，完全改变了教会的历史。So
if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, be willing to do that, to wrestle with God, and to fast and pray for however long it takes until you hear from Him.
如果我们想真正的让圣灵充满我们，我们就是在神面前禁食祷告，直到神应允我们。
And then you'll find you'll be able to step outside of your comfort zone and be able to help somebody.
那时候我们就会知道我们有能力去离开我们自己的安全区去帮助别人。You'll
be able to love unlovable people from your heart.
我们可以从心里面去爱那些不可爱的人。And
then when you're faced with the real challenges of life, something that's scary, disaster has occurred, you will be able to say, I am not afraid because I know that God is standing here with me.
经历生活中苦难和灾难的时候，我们可以不用害怕，因为我们知道神与我们同在。And
when you have that kind of faith and is expressed through fasting and prayer like that, then Jesus is saying, "My peace will truly be with you."
当我们有那么一个信心，那么进食与神同在的时候，耶稣就会，基督就会告诉我们。You
see, otherwise we can block the Holy Spirit.
平安与我们同在，我们同样也可以，也是因着我们各种各样的作为，阻碍圣灵的与我们的交通。You
know, because sometimes what will happen, you meet somebody and you'll say to yourself, you know, that person is pretty disgusting.
有时候当我们看见一个人的时候，我们会对自己说，哎，那个人真是让人恶心。And
you know, the Holy Spirit, you might hear God saying to you, listen, I know that person is disgusting, and I know that you don't have time for this, but please try to help them right now.
那时候圣灵就会在你耳朵里面说，我知道那个人比较恶心，我知道你没有时间，但是因着神的缘故，请帮助他。But
you know, we can rationalize it. Instead of listening, we can say to the Holy Spirit at that time, mind your own business, I have a party to go to.
那时候我们可以用我们的理智或者用我们理念去阻挡圣灵告诉我们的话，说，你管你自己的事情，我还有一个晚会要参加。Mind
your own business, I have something else that I had planned.
管你自己的事情，我有我自己的计划。And
you know something? The Bible constantly tells us that sometimes the Holy Spirit is not able to do what it wants to do because it is blocked by unbelief.
在圣经中间也告诉我们，有时候圣灵不能够做完成他所应该完成的事情，因为那些不信。You
know, if you were to turn to your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 to 30.
如果我们把圣经翻到以弗所书第四章第29节到第30节。
Okay, I'm going to kind of summarize it. But it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful.
他说到污秽的言语一句不可出口,
And then in verse 30, amazing verse, it says, And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
第30节非常重要，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们愿是受了他的印记。
We're not in heaven yet, so all of us grieve the Holy Spirit at different times and different ways.
我们在不同的时间、不同的地方都会让圣灵担忧。
And this is why many times we're not filled with the Holy Spirit to be able to accomplish everything that God wants us to do.
所以我们要被圣灵充满，这样才能完成神所让我们完成的事情。
I'm going to end with this story about D.L. Moody.
我要用一个故事来结束今天的讲道。
You know, sometimes he wasn't a very impressive guy.
这个 D.L. Moody, 大多时间是一个平平凡凡的人。
This story is about how D.L. Moody, he was the person who was the founder of Moody Bible College.
这是一个关于穆迪，这个穆迪神学院的起始人的一个故事。
He was to have a campaign in England.
他在英国有一个讲道的旅行。
And then some of the English pastors there protested.
有一个英国的牧师反对说。
They said, why do we need this Mr. Moody?
为什么我需要这个穆迪先生呢？
He's uneducated.
他也没有受过什么好的教育。
Probably only had a high school degree.
可能他只是一个高中生。
He's inexperienced.
他也没有什么经验。
And he's going to come over here and talk to people in Oxford, Cambridge, and Scotland.
他会到我们这边来在剑桥牛津说话吗？
And one of the pastors says, who does he think he is anyway?
有个牧师就说，他自己以为他是什么？
Does he think he has a monopoly on the Holy Spirit?
难道他认为他自己完全掌管了圣灵吗？
And then a younger, wiser pastor among the English crowd stood up.
这时候呢，就有个稍微年轻的，有个很有智慧的牧师就从中间站出来。
And he said, oh no.
他说不是。
Mr. Moody does not have a monopoly on the Holy Spirit.
穆迪牧师并没有掌管了圣灵。
But he said, the Holy Spirit has a monopoly on Mr. Moody.
而是圣灵完完全全地掌管了他。
And so that's the question I leave you with today. Does the Holy Spirit have a monopoly on your life?
这就是我今天希望大家带回去的一个问题。圣灵完完全全掌握了我们的生命吗？
Today he says to us, let go of your life.
今天他告诉我们，让我们生活中间那些小事离开我们。
Let me do with your life as God pleases.
让圣灵来掌管我们的生命，就像神所喜悦的。
That's a scary thought.
这是个蛮可怕的事情。
Are you really ready to do that?
我们真正准备好了为圣灵做这件事吗？
No matter what.
不管什么事情发生。
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit like this and you have that kind of faith, Jesus says you can say to that mountain, be thrown into the sea.
当我们有圣灵的帮助，就有这样的信心的时候，耶稣基督告诉我们，你们可以让这座山到海里去。
And then that will happen.
这就是为什么。
Let's go to the last slide.
我们走到最后一章。
So remember here that Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to enable us to do His will.
所以在这里面，耶稣基督给我们圣灵的帮助来完成他的事情。
That is why we have the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们为什么要有圣灵。
Like I said, new way of thinking about Him. Think about Him as a matchmaker.
当我们想到圣灵的时候，就应该想到圣灵是一个好的红娘。
And he arranges the people and the circumstances in your life and who you come in contact with so that will happen.
And 他帮助我们在周围的人和我们在生活中间不同的境况下能够与神相交。
He is a person who cares and gives us hope.
他是帮助我们给我们希望爱我们的。
He makes Jesus real to us so that we can understand, learn, and serve God.
他使基督耶稣在我们面前变得真实，使我们能够了解他。
And finally, he enables us to live obediently and peacefully as we live by faith and love.
最后，他让我们因着信、因着爱，能够在耶稣基督里面能够顺服和平安的活着。
Because you see, then it shows that we really care about being filled by the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们这样才会向神表明我们真正的希望圣灵充满我们。
And that's what his job is. The Holy Spirit's job is to help us to learn to care the way Jesus does for the world.
耶稣, 圣灵的工作就是让我们知道去爱别人，就像耶稣基督爱我们一样。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful that we've had this opportunity to examine your word.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们谢谢你能给我们一个机会来学习你的话语。
Father, sometimes we find it difficult because of the noise of life and the circumstances to truly be filled with the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们有时候觉得非常的困难，因为周围的事情，周围的吵闹的声音阻挡我们，圣灵充满我们。
But Father, we're asking you today to remove those barriers in our lives.
主啊，我们求你能够移去这些阻碍。
Drive us to our knees.
让我们能够变空。
Give us faith.
让我们能够有信心，让圣灵来充满。
Give us times with you.
让我们能够有时间和你在一起。
So we can truly accomplish your will.
所以我们能够完全的能够完成你给我们的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.